Welcome to episode 384 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Morning.
Good morning.
You're cutting a little closer, weren't you, on the intro?
Sometimes you have to cold start the show. You know, I was in the middle of a conversation. I looked up, time was already there. So you just, you throw a period in the sentence you're on and you fire up the show.
But I like, however, whenever it's me, you're like, hold on, I need silence before 10 seconds.
So the silence isn't for me to mentally prepare. The silence is so that I can isolate the audio and try to take out any background stuff. I'm always on ready. I stay on ready.
All you got is background stuff now.
Yeah. Well, we talked long enough that, and Gerald isn't recording, so when he talks, we're quiet.
Mm.
So for those that don't know, we just chatted for like 30 minutes, which is way longer than we normally do before we record.
Yeah. So now we have nothing to talk about. Podcast over.
Yeah. We pretty much just did it off air. Well, it's on, it's recorded, but we can't use that content.
It was a good conversation, though.
Yeah, yeah. I've thought about just saving the conversations we've had before the show.
Oh, have you?
And just having, like, just hours and hours of those, and maybe, like, release them here and there. But you'd have to, those have to be edited, because we talk about people we know and personal stuff and things like that. So it would be way too much work.
Go back through them and bleep out names or whatever.
Yeah, it would be way too much work. So instead, I just thrown away hours and hours of those. Just hit the cutting room floor every week.
My camera's a little fucked up here.
Yeah, it's high from where you've been doing those cam shows.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
There we go.
OnlyFans.com/shirtlessdan.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that.
He's got a promotional campaign right now, $7.99 a month.
Yeah, no. That doesn't even sound like me.
The promotional campaign part or the price?
Any of it.
If you had, what would your monthly price be?
If I had an OnlyFans?
If you had an OnlyFans. So let's say you're going to be doing a daily post. So at least one, you'd mm-hmm. be interacting with your fans, messaging, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else would be like above and beyond. They'd have to tip you. So if you were just going to, just for that, what's the monthly rate for that?
$8.99. Yeah, that's where I'm going.
That seems cheap. That's less than, like, way less than 10.
Well, have you met me? I don't bring a whole lot to the table, man.
Yeah, but there's an ass for every seat, you know? Somebody will be into it.
Yeah. But yeah, but I'm not going to be greedy about it. I'm just going to take my $9 and run.
Yeah. It's now, fine. Gerald, what would you need to charge? $6.69. You see what he did there?
I did. It's a joke.
It is a joke.
It's a joke. Nice.
I would. I think you guys are right. I would just do like $9.99.
Yeah.
I think cheap is better. Like, I'm gonna go volume, right?
Right. Because
I'm not shredded.
Right. I'll make jacked. Pennies. I'll be fine with the pennies. I'm looking for quantity here.
Exactly. Right. Can I get 1,000 people at $10 versus a couple people at $50 a month?
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's my thinking.
I don't even know if there are dude only fans or not. I don't even know if that's a thing.
I'm sure there is, but
yeah. I don't know much about OnlyFans, but I like the idea of it. I wish it had been around when I was younger.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about Only. Why? Because you would pay for it then?
Probably would have. As an adult, I'm like, and don't take this the wrong way if you subscribe to all the OnlyFans, but as an adult, I'm like, there are better uses of my money.
Yeah.
But if I was like 22, $10 a month, I probably would let that ride.
Yeah.
For a couple of them, yeah.
You would have to browse through and...
I don't even know, is there like a, can you, I don't even know how it works.
Oh yeah, I don't know how it works. I don't know if you have to get invited to...
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know any of that.
If you have to find a link or if you...
Gerald doesn't want incognito to incognito mode, bro.
Yeah. No, it's a rabbit hole you don't want to go down, so I get it.
It's just chalk it up to research.
It's the devil's temptation. You can't
get
on there.
If you get caught.
Yeah. If it had been around when I was younger, I probably would have been a customer.
I probably wouldn't have.
But not now.
It's never really been Because
now
thing.
I'm like, I could buy.
Paying for that kind of, paying to, video. You know.
That's what makes it exciting.
I don't like going to the zoo for the same reason. I don't want to pay all that money just to look at animals.
That's why it excites people. I don't know if you should call people animals, but I hear you.
No, it's just making the synonymous idea. I'm not saying people are animals.
I think it's fine. I think people should be allowed to make money off of their body.
Mm-hmm. Go, yeah, I don't have a problem with that either.
But if I think about $30 a month or something like that, I got way better uses for that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I realize there's people. Yeah, people want to pay money for that. Hey, more power to you. I don't care.
So, as someone but who doesn't really know how it works, I think it's not just well. So, first off, you're getting non-professional photos, which I think people like.
The amateur is a thing, yeah.
But I think that the talking is the thing. Like, you get interaction with the person.
Right.
I think that's the thing. But I don't know. Because I'm like, $30 will buy me a game or whatever, a new shovel or whatever dumb thing I like to buy. Like, you know.
A new shovel.
Yeah. Another Echo for the house. Because I'm running out of places to put Google Homes and Echoes.
So you need more. Yeah, I got it.
Always need more.
No, I get it.
Now I'm like, should I switch them out for the ones with the screens? Because they keep getting cheaper and cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was looking in my living room last night, and on my mantle I have an Echo, the Kinect camera, the PlayStation camera, and then behind me I have the Google Home Hub with a camera.
Mm.
So I realized that I live my entire life on the camera pretty much every second right. when I'm at home.
It's all good.
Multiple cameras, yeah. Yeah, I'm all good with it. Doesn't bother me.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I don't. It's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, I have an Echo, and I have one bathroom that doesn't have an Echo. Every other room has an Echo in it.
Right.
Even
I've got
hallway.
It just in the main areas.
It's probably the way it should be.
You know, I've got one in my kitchen. That's my one with the screen. I got the one in my bedroom. I got one in my bathroom, and the one in our bedroom are all the minis, and that's really... It's really all we need. I'm much more into it. I've talked about this before, but I'm much more into it than my wife is. That's not to say that she hasn't come around.
I was going to say, let's revisit that, because last time you told me that was like you were just getting into it.
Yeah.
Has she embraced it?
I don't know if embrace is the right word. She does take advantage of it, but it's not as... mandatory for her to live her life as it might be for me if I wanted to live my life that way.
Yeah.
But no, she does enjoy it. You know, she can go from room to room and listen to music, and she can, you know, when she's looking up recipes, she can go to the one in the, you know, she wants to find a recipe for some random ingredients we have. She goes, you know, I'm not, hey, G.
Right.
I'm not going to say it because I have one in my room. She'll say like, hey, G, what are some recipes for this ingredient, and this ingredient? And it'll pull up recipes. And so, yeah, she's come around on it. She does enjoy the efficiency and how much easier it can make some things. But it's still not to a point where she wants to spend the money to live her life that way.
Right.
So
I often wonder how long it would take me to adjust back to not having it. Like, I think about that a lot. Like, how long would it take me to go back to, because I've had it for a long time now.
Right.
Like, I wonder how long it would take me to not throw something in the oven and be like, set a timer for this.
Right. Timer's a big thing, yeah.
Or the shopping list. Like, I could, as soon as I take something, I just throw it right on the shopping list when I get the last of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or the lights, or the... I mean, I don't touch anything if possible. Like, to start my Roomba, I don't touch my Roomba.
Right.
Like
I don't even have it set to run between 12 and 2 every day.
My dogs don't like it, so I usually wait till I'm here. But I'm like, hey, have Rosie start cleaning, and she just, you know, starts doing her thing. So I have two Roombas. I have Rosie and Alice. And I just tell them which one I want, and it just goes at it.
Well, we do have the, sorry, getting back on the smart stuff, we do have the D-Bot as well.
Yeah, so I just wonder how long it would take me to adjust back to normie life.
It wouldn't be that hard.
Bet it would. I use mine a lot.
I'll tell you, the only time I really run into serious troubles is, I use mine a lot too, but, like when you have something that goes wrong with one of them or something, they're a bitch to get back up and running.
They are a bitch to get back up and running, but I think I like part of that.
Do you? Oh, I don't know that I do.
The setup and the troubleshooting, I think I find interesting. Like, I put some real time into some shit before with that stuff that's totally useless.
Right.
Like, I got in, like, the Google API and, like, custom code to figure out how to make... So, I had a tablet running, I don't remember what it's called, Fire Tiles or whatever, Action Tiles is what it's called, which is basically like an overlay for smart things. So when you open your tablet, you just see all the tiles. You can control your whole house like the rich people always have.
Mm-hmm.
So I unlock my tablet. It shows me everything in my house that's smart, and I can toggle or adjust anything right from that main screen.
Right.
So I was running that, and then I got in this like... went down a rabbit hole on Reddit or some forum or something that talks about how you could write custom API and have your own tiles. And so then I got in there and I was I spent like days working on, where it would automatically look at my potential routes to work and tell me which one was fastest in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I live like 15 minutes from work.
I know you do.
It doesn't even matter. I go the same way every day, no matter what. But like I really went down that rabbit hole and I felt so good when I had it. Like it had on that same thing, I had like a custom tile that also ran a current radar loop all the time. So I could see what the weather was doing for the next 2 or 3 hours on radar. I could see the traffic to work. I could see all my buttons were still there. And then you had to backdoor in because Google and Samsung don't work together on that stuff. I figured out how to backdoor my cameras in so I could see live feed to my cameras to that thing too. And now I don't use action tiles at all. So all of that time and energy and weeks spent setting everything up was all for nothing.
Yeah, I'm not that into it.
Yeah, I like the setup. I think that's part of like making something work is part of it for me.
I can see that about you.
Yeah. Not to say I don't like an easy setup. I do, but I like the customizable side of it. Like
yeah, I get
this,
that.
Then that stuff. All that stuff I think is neat. But yeah.
Yeah.
I look forward to the future where everything gets more complicated.
I bet you do.
Yeah. GE has a thing. I don't know if you've seen this. It's new to me. GE has a thing that looks like a microwave. That goes where your microwave goes, like above your stove.
Yeah.
No. It's a vent hood, but it's a whole smart hub, like right in what would normally be the microwave door. There is no microwave. It's just a screen. But it's crazy. You could search for recipes, click the one you want, and as long as you have like a GE oven, the oven will already start preheating to that recipe.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. If you have the fridge, you can like look inside of it from the stove in case you don't want to turn around. But it's like $800.
Yeah,
it's
I
just
bet.
A giant screen that goes above there. But I'm super into this thing now. I keep watching it because it seems like one of those things that at some point they'll say, we can't sell this. No one's going to buy it. And they'll drop it to like $200 or $300. I'm ready.
And then you're all over it.
Yeah.
I think we lost him. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan's gone, guys. I think Ryan disappeared. So I'm going to make a go of it for a bit. Oh, he'll be back on in a second.
I'm already back. I'm quick like that.
Oh, look at this guy. Look at this guy.
I'm quick like that. Yeah, I think my computer's having issues.
Yeah, you've said that.
The last like month I've been, when I edit, it does the same thing. It just closes the program out. So anyone that understands computers could let me know.
When's the last time you updated?
Auto update. So it updated yesterday.
When's the last time? Yeah, I had one yesterday too. When's the last time you updated Audacity?
So it doesn't just happen with Audacity.
Oh, okay.
Audacity actually doesn't quit. That's what we use to record the audio in. Skype quits and
so it shuts Audacity down Microsoft stuff.
Well, no, Audacity quits when I'm editing. It doesn't quit when I'm recording. And it doesn't, you know how when something quits, it's like, hey, that's fucked up.
Right.
It doesn't say anything. It just closes out. It's as if I went up and clicked the X on Skype while you're talking.
Gotcha.
So anyone that understands computers, if you could let me know what might be happening there. My computer has nothing on it. I only use it for the podcast, basically. Mm-hmm. And sometimes to order food. So it has literally nothing on it. There's like three programs that didn't come on it. I do run security. I don't watch porn on it. It's not overly full as far as storage goes. So if you could just let me know what might be happening. What's my RAM speed? I don't even know
RAM
how to find
speed.
That.
Gerald wants to know what the RAM speed is.
I don't know.
It depends on how tired I am. Oh, see what I did there?
How do I know that? View RAM info.
There you go. View RAM info.
I clicked view RAM info and I don't see the RAM info.
This is exciting.
You like this? This is real time troubleshooting.
That's right. Go, go, go. Is he going to show?
Eight.
Set. Yep. He's running at 8 gigs. Look at that.
8.0.
Rocking it out.
It's a, yep. I don't know. It's an Intel Core i5. 160 gigahertz, 180 gigahertz, 8 gigs of RAM. Yeah, I don't know. I'm using a Microsoft Surface, so anyone who knows, let me know. It just started recently. It just closes a program without warning and doesn't say anything happened or it fucked up. It just closes it. And it happens with multiple things. So
that's never annoying.
Would I like uninstall the program and reinstall it? I have not. I am using a wicked old version of Audacity, but Skype updates all the fucking time and it still closes down.
Right.
So I don't know. And I don't use anything else on here enough to know. Like, I don't know if it happens with everything, cause I only use like two or three things on here. Like, I only use Audacity, Skype, browser, and then a couple things I use to edit with. So I don't know.
To computer people, help them out.
Yeah,
let me know. If there's any computer people listening.
Or if you just had the same problem.
Yeah.
You know.
Sharing each other's misery.
This may help. So Audacity sometimes will close at the same point every time when I'm trying to like run a filter. And if I restart my computer, it doesn't do it. It works every time. But I have to save the project as it is. Like wherever, whatever step I am, restart it, and when it comes up, it's fine.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, mine does that all the time. If for some reason I shut down, it'll say, "Do you want to bring up your last whatever you recorded?"
Oh, Audacity?
Yeah.
Yeah, it always keeps like a backup of what you're doing, which is nice.
Yeah, it is real nice.
I know we've talked for quite a while. I mean, the only thing I played was SnowRunner this week. Like one night of Wreckfest. SnowRunner is still excellent. I enjoy it a lot. I think it's a great game. It's so much better than MudRunner, but I don't have anything to say about it. It's still good.
Yeah, nothing new for me. A little bit of Mass Effect Andromeda and mostly Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that's me too. I didn't mention that, but you can just assume I played that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's no need for us to spend time talking about the same things you've heard about a thousand times.
I mention it every week just in case people might get, or you guys might get the idea that maybe I just decided not to play it anymore. That's not the case. I'm still in it.
I've seen you on some. Now, I had a real thought that Gerald might have quit because
he wasn't on for a bit.
I haven't seen him on as much, and then he sent me a text last night that he was obviously upset about the turnip situation.
Yep, he was.
So I was like, I can't tell if he's joking or if he's really done with this game.
I knew he was joking because I've heard that exact quote from two of our friends that say that exact same thing. I'm done with this game. Yeah. Fucking trading it in.
Yeah, I like to say that too. But I feel like there might be real emotion behind what Gerald was saying.
No. I mean, he understands the grind. He plays enough games where he grinds. I think he gets that sometimes that shit happens, and you just carry on and go about your merry business.
I mean, yeah, Dan's on a lot. Now, I mostly play in the mornings or late at night.
I am. You know what's funny is I am on a lot, but I'm not on for long periods of time. You know, I'll pop on for like 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. So I'm on a lot, but I'm not on for a significant amount of time when I play it. Does that make
sense? Trying to, yeah, that's kind of what friend of the show Marshall 205 does too. He's in and out a lot. And I was trying to help him out last night because he was about to get bamboozled by Timmy and Tommy over his turnip prices. And so I text you and Gerald to see what your turnip prices are. And then Gerald says, fucking $34. I bought some for 101. They never been above 81 all week. Fuck this game. I'm done trading it in. That's what he said.
Yep.
So I was like, I'm just going to not talk anymore because I'm not sure. Yeah. So then we need to exchange your friend codes over to everybody.
Yeah,
to make sure
we've been talking about that for 2 weeks, dude.
I know. Yeah, but I can't do it. You have to send them to me. I can't see your friend code. Nintendo wouldn't allow that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think
I'm going to sneeze.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody likes that, though.
Is friend of the show Patman still playing it?
Yeah, see, he's really not playing it anymore. Shout out to Patman for being the only person I know that quit that game. But see, the three of us, like me, Patman, and friend of the show, Marshall 205, we already have each other on there. They just don't have you two.
Right.
One of them. We all already have each other.
That's what we're saying is you're the common denominator.
And then I have everybody. Right. So if you'll just send me yours, I'll give it to them too. Because that's me getting two instead of getting everybody else's. I don't even know who you have and who you don't either. So,
who do I? I need Thomas's too. I don't think
Thomas
has
also quit Animal Crossing. So I guess Pat is technically the second person. Yeah, he said last night we played SnowRunner together. He hasn't played Animal Crossing in forever because he time traveled and it breaks the fucking game when you do that, folks.
Right.
So if you want to kill your enjoyment, you should keep time traveling. If you don't, then play it normal. Now, there's a whole, I think I talked about this before, but people are making a living off of selling bells on Animal Crossing.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so if you don't want to do the OnlyFans route, you could always sell bells. Because that's the world we live in now, where those kind of things are options.
Right.
Where you can sell fake currency for a fake game. Well, I guess it's a real game, but it's a fake world. Or you can show your man junk for $6.69 a month.
How do you sell bells? Can you can't just drop bells, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I guess you can if you never move them into.
Well, you can click on your total of money and make bags of whatever size you want.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But what they do, that's not what they do, though. I think they sell items. So there's a way to clone, or there was, I don't know if there still was. There's a way to clone items, I think, if you did some shenanigans.
Mm.
So I think what they would do is clone items and then sell you that many items that were worth it, because items stack.
Gotcha.
So I think that's how it was working. But I don't know. I can't participate in anything that might taint the sanctity that is
Animal Crossing. I get it. Me either.
So we are, we're recording on Sunday. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. So I thought that I would pull some game deals that I could find. And I'll say there's not a lot of impressive deals going on.
No, there's not.
You're much better off to buy a mattress or what's another big Memorial Day thing sale?
Usually vehicles.
Yeah, so you're better off to buy like a vehicle or a mattress than you are to buy a game, it looks like. But I did compile a list. I'm not going to read through all these. I thought we would just kind of scan. If you want to look on the Switch there and see if there's anything that jumps out at you, I'll kind of start. I think Civilization for $15 is pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is on Amazon. I think that's pretty cheap. I think that's a good game for that price. I don't know that anything else jumps out. There's some first party stuff that's $10 off.
Those are the only ones I picked up because Nintendo stuff never goes on sale.
Yeah, so you have like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Luigi's Mansion, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Team DX.
And Super Mario Maker 2.
Super Mario Maker 2.
Are the first party Nintendo stuff that are on sale that you never find on sale. So
yeah. What the Golf is also on sale on the eShop. I enjoyed that game a lot, but I played it on the mobile phone.
Yes, you did.
So it's 15 instead of 20 on the eShop. So if any of those interest you on the Switch, looking at PS4, kind of the same thing here. A lot of this just seems really high to me.
On the PS4, I'll tell you what is a good deal. Assassin's Creed Odyssey Gold Edition for $25.
Normally $100.
It's normally $100.
Where's that deal at, Gerald? That's on the PlayStation Store, so that's a digital situation. There was something else on here that I saw that I thought was a good deal.
Oh, the Borderlands 3 Super Deluxe Edition, $40, normally $100. That's a good deal.
That's a good deal. Maybe what I saw that was a good deal is actually on Xbox.
I'm trying to see what else. Fallen Order, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order Deluxe Edition for $42 is a good deal.
It's Outer Worlds, $70. Yeah, Outer Worlds people liked a lot. It's $36.90.
That's a fucking good game.
So
I need to play that again.
Yeah, but there's some stuff. Now, looking at Xbox, the thing that immediately jumps out, a Plague Tale Innocence is $12.49.
And it's normally, what, $50?
Yeah, I think that's a smoking hot deal. Where's that one from? Very top one. Oh, that's from some sketchy site. What'd you say it was? Lynx Energy? So I compiled a list of all the gaming deals, but it takes you to some... Oh, it looks like it takes you to Microsoft's.
Oh, yeah.
So you can buy that bike right from the Microsoft store. It does expire Monday, 75% off that one. I think that's a sweet-ass deal. BioShock Collection's $12. I think that's a good deal if you haven't played BioShock or just want to go back.
Yeah.
The Division 2 is $10. We've seen it kind of cheap like that before. Yeah, Firewatch is $5.
If you haven't played them yet, for both the Xbox One and the PS4, Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, basically the complete edition, the Game of the Year edition, it's got all the DLC. It's normally $50. It's $15. That's a good deal for all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you haven't played them.
Yeah, it looks like the deals are way better on Xbox just at a glance, but there's nothing on really any of these that I just feel like is a must-have.
No, not me either.
But I wanted to throw it out there in case, keep in mind there are deals. GameStop's doing a buy two, get one free on their used games right now. And there's a bunch of other stuff going on. So pretty much everybody does have some kind of deals when it comes to games. So if you're listening to this on Monday and any of that interests you, you should scoop it up.
I am thinking about picking up Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I haven't played an Assassin's game since... Brotherhood?
I bought Odyssey, but I haven't played it yet. What is it Odyssey? Which one was the... What was
Egypt
the
one?
Yeah.
That's the Origins.
And then Odyssey's the last one that came out.
Odyssey's the one that takes place in ancient Rome.
Okay, I have Odyssey, but I haven't played it yet. I want to, but I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, I kind of want to as well.
I hear it's like a 100-hour game, though, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I hear it's a lot. There's a lot of time to put into it. But supposedly, it's like the best of them.
Man, if you had like, $30 or $40 laying around, you bought The Witcher 3 and Assassin's Creed Odyssey, you could just play that for the rest
Christ.
Of the year.
Yeah. You would need to buy another
game. Maybe
I have
Origins. I don't actually know which one I have.
I think Origins is the one you have because you were interested in it. I didn't ever hear you talk about Odyssey.
I'll have to update
you talk
everybody.
About
I have one shrink-wrapped out there that I bought not that long ago. like this year I bought it.
Well, maybe it's Odyssey then. I don't know.
Yeah, I bought it and Civ for the Switch at the same time. They were both on sale for not Black Friday. Maybe it was Black Friday last year. I don't know. Black Ops Cold War is apparently the next Call of Duty per the annual leak of Call of Duty.
The annual leak.
Which at this point, if you still think is a leak, is that's on you. You know, that fooled me once.
Right.
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 But it has, it's become tradition that it gets leaked every year ahead of its official announcement. But basically, we already knew Call of Duty was coming. It looks like it's going to be called Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, signaling both a return to the popular subseries and a shift significantly back in time since the original Black Ops.
And apparently this... The Cold War setting has, I haven't played it, but apparently it's been already kind of previewed in the newest Warzone expansion, I guess.
So I'm wondering what Warzone does as far as Call of Duty, because the mode's very popular. Do they just carry it over? Is it its own thing now? I mean, I know it's its own thing, but can you have two Call of Duty products fighting for attention? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think you'll probably see the same thing. I think you'll see, it's Black Ops Cold War come out this November. And because basically what they've done now is they can put out a Call of Duty every 6 months instead of every year.
I guess I wonder, though, Warzone's an ongoing thing. So Warzone just updates all the time. It's a battle royale. So,
well,
but what I wonder is, can they... Do people have enough of attention to span for two Call of Duties? Will people quit playing Warzone to go play Cold War, and will they go back to Warzone after? You know,
no, Call I think Duty it depends on their preferences. I think Warzone hits a different... I think the Battle Royale games scratch a different itch than competitive multiplayer games do.
So I have a couple friends who play a lot of Call of Duty, and they both just play Warzones now. I just wonder, like, I wonder if that's what Call of Duty is for them now, and I wonder if... You know, we all know based on the numbers, Call of Duty can come out every year.
Right.
They've done it. It can. It's successful. But I just wonder if this changes the dynamic at all, because it's competing against itself in a weird way. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I just thought this was interesting
that.
To see. I want to see what the numbers look like this year, because I'm interested to see if Warzone does pull away from the success that Call of Duty normally sees.
Or if it picks up a different set of users, a different demographic.
Yeah, now I want to be clear, the money will be the same or bigger either way.
All right.
So I don't think Activision cares. I'm just wondering what it does if the sales of this new Black Ops will suffer because of Warzone.
Right.
But I don't know that Activision gives two damns where the money comes from.
I think they, yeah, no, Activision just wants their money. Yeah, they don't care how they get it.
So we will know more soon, but this shouldn't come as a shock to anybody.
No.
Another Call of Duty coming.
This happens all the time, every year, sometimes twice.
And this next story, I guess it makes total sense if you look at the big picture and the way everything else has gone, but this is totally bizarre to me. But the next generation is fast approaching, and, Sony's recently said during an investor meeting that it's preparing to show off the PS5's launch lineup. And the reason that this whole thing is bizarre is because you still don't even know what the fucking thing looks like.
Right.
Like in
Here's
this
the
alternate
games that
universe,
are coming out on right, this.
Whatever it is. We haven't seen the console. We don't know what it'll cost, but they're ready to show off the games for it. Also, we don't know how much those will cost.
Right. We have basically, they're just going to give us gameplay of, or maybe not even gameplay, maybe just videos of some games that they are planning on bringing out for the PS5, and we have no idea when the PS5's coming out, what it looks like, anything. I don't know that this is what people were really clamoring for, was what games are going to be on it. At this point, I think they kind of wanted to know what the thing's going to be first. Yeah. So
during the corporate strategy meeting, they said that they were going to introduce a compelling lineup of titles soon for the new platform. which is so vague that I don't know if it means state of play. I don't know if it's a whole separate PS5 event.
Who knows what it is?
And I don't even know why anybody cares what the system looks like, because you're going to put it on a shelf either way. But I do. I care what it looks like. I want to see it.
Right. Me too.
For some reason in my mind, it's more like, I know Microsoft has a system. I've seen it.
Yeah. Right.
Right. I need to see if it's a cardboard box, you know, that says PlayStation 5 written in Sharpie. At least I know it's a thing.
What are you offering me, Sony? I need to know.
Yeah.
Because at this point, until I see it, it's kind of a pipe dream. It's not real, is the problem.
That's kind of how I feel. I know that sounds silly, but...
No, I get it completely.
Like, just show me the fucking... I don't care if it looked exactly like the Series X. If they showed the... If theirs looks just like a refrigerator, too, they showed it off, I'd be like, okay, well, they're both out there and they're both doing a thing.
Right.
Because the looks really don't matter. I hope it doesn't look like that V-shaped thing, but the looks really don't matter.
No, but I need to know it exists.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want a deep fake with a PS5.
Right.
Show it to me. So.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I need to see the PS, because like you said, yeah, it seems stupid, but I don't know that it's real. I haven't seen it.
Right.
You know, for all I know, the PS5 is still an idea.
Yeah, like, why can't you nail down the look of it? If it's coming out this year, you're already making it.
Right. I mean, you're looking at 6 months now when you're supposedly releasing it. What the fuck does it look like? What do I need to save my money for? I need to know. Because right now, you haven't shown me anything to save my money for.
There was a big rumor going around this week. I think that it was going to release. There was a date in October. Sony has come out and said that not to believe that rumor. I don't know when the hell the thing's coming out, what it might look like, but soon we'll know what you can play on it.
Right.
So. Yeah, that looks like a Bluetooth speaker.
It does.
Producer Gerald's got a JBL Bluetooth speakers that has a PS logo on it.
But, yeah, I mean, right now I'm just taking Sony's word for it.
I think the console is white.
I would imagine so, because they have shown off the controller, and it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be white. That's a good-looking mock-up there.
Yeah, I do like that.
It sort of looks like now, but it sort of looks new.
That's some good-looking mock-ups, yeah.
No, it's kind of got that V thing that they're going for. That one V, though, that they show, it's third row down, or fourth row. Yeah, that V-looking thing up top there. I hope that's not what it looks like.
You don't like that?
It looks like an amp or something for a car.
And it looks like a radar detector.
Yeah, that dip is the clip you stick it in. People still use radar detectors?
I have no idea.
Gerald says that's a yes. He knows. He's a cop.
He's a cop, narc.
Yeah, he would know. I didn't know that was still a market for radar detectors.
Yeah. I've actually never used a radar detector.
Oh, dude, I had one growing up. I loved it.
Did you? I've never had one in my car.
Nothing like popping up over a hill and going beep, 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 beep. And you're like, oh, cool. I'm getting a ticket. Right. Every now and then, if you're on like a dead straight stretch, it would be nice to have. But yeah, most of the time you're going around a curve or popping up over a hill or something. It was too late already.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I never had one.
Yeah, I was a big fan. Oh, you hear some barking in the background?
What's that?
Got some dogs barking in the back.
No, I can't. I didn't hear them.
Yeah, see, it could be an intruder because I had a situation.
Well, we'll find out in a second when your sloat gets slit or not.
My sloat.
Throat gets slit. I combined the two words. That's right. What I do.
My sloat gets thrit.
Your sloat. Your sloat gets lit.
I've been there before. moving on. There's some games, more games coming this May for Game Pass and some games leaving. So Alan Wake is coming at the end of this month, as well as City Skylines, Minecraft Dungeons on May 26th, and what is that, Pibe Quest, the Crusaders?
Plebe Quest?
That one's for only PC. The Plebe rest Quest? Are for both, yeah. But leaving on May 29th, we have Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, Hydro Thunder, Hurricane, Old Man's Journey, iDarb, King of Fighters 98, Opus Magnum, and Stealth Inc. 2. So, if you want to play any of those, get those in before you go. Minecraft Dungeons being there, of course, it makes sense first party, but that's huge.
Yep, it does. You know. Alan Wake is coming on, which seems like it's, why is this here? But important note, Control DLC coming out shortly featuring the Alan Wake story.
I was cleaning everything off and moving stuff around, I was looking at my Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder where they went so wrong for me.
Because you're looking at which Xbox? Your original?
My One X. Or I don't have a One X. My Xbox One.
Gotcha.
I'm just wondering where they went so wrong for me, because I think the controller's fine. I think the system is nice and powerful. They basically give me every game that they make, and I still won't play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't figure out what the major disconnect is for me, and I don't know. Like, I didn't find the answer.
Well, I know what my answer is, because as you know, you and Gerald both know, I was ride or die Xbox during the PS4 times, or PS3 times.
Right.
PlayStation, I always went with Xbox over the PlayStation. And it's, for me, it still goes back to that original reveal where everybody got pissed off and they're like, oh yeah, no, we're just kidding. We're not doing that. We're just putting out the same old junk. And it's been a principal problem for me ever since. You didn't stand by what you wanted to do.
Yeah, but that's not my problem with them.
I know that.
I think Game Pass is awesome. I pay for Game Pass. Tons of games I want to play are up there. I will buy them to play them on PS4 instead of playing them for free to a service I've subscribed to.
Right.
I just can't figure it out. I don't know what my deal is.
You've always had a problem with the interface.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like that, but even just playing a game, like, I just don't want to play it over there. And I hope that that goes away a little bit in next gen, because I think Game Pass is a great service.
Mm-hmm.
But I just spend all my time wishing that PlayStation Now was more like Game Pass instead of actually playing Game Pass.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's very bizarre. My poor Xbox gets no love. The most the cat likes to touch the Xbox, and the cat can turn the Xbox on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it touches the little Xbox logo, and then it goes vroom because I got the Forza one.
Because you got the Forza one. Yep.
So it revs up, and I'm like, damn it, now I have to turn it off. And the Xbox gets its hopes up, thinking somebody loves it enough to play it, and I'm like, no, shut back down. Go to sleep.
No one loves you.
Yeah. And you didn't play yours so much that you got rid of it. You sold it.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I sold mine to someone who would get much more enjoyment out of it than I did.
Producer Gerald said two people at his work just sold their Xboxes. I don't know. I think it's a great system. I think it makes a lot of sense. I love the idea that you can subscribe to Gold and Game Pass and pretty much have an unlimited supply of games. I don't know what my problem is with it. I don't know.
But I get it, man.
I love my Switch. I'll play my Switch.
Yeah.
But even that, I go through phases with. Animal Crossing's pulled me back into where I believe in it again. But yeah.
I'm just so... I know what my problem is. Actually, but you think... I don't know what my problem is with Xbox. I know what my problem is with the Switch, is I'm very particular about the types of games I like. And a lot of times, the Switch doesn't offer those experiences.
Right. I get that.
But the Xbox does, so I don't know. I don't know what my problem with Xbox was. But I should say with Xbox One X. The only thing I can go back to is, you know, I got pissed at them. I was excited for what they wanted to do when they first released it or talked about it. And then they went back on it. And you can go back and find the podcast where I was like, nah, I'm pissed now.
Yeah, you did get upset about that.
And I didn't get one at launch. I waited till I got one cheap, and then I ended up selling it anyway. But I just had I don't know. It goes, but it's the same type of thing where, you know, when people shit on directors for the movies they make, you know, who should have done this, should have done this. Okay, well, you know what? Then go out there and make a fucking movie. It's a, if you don't like the console, then make a fucking console. Don't bitch about what the creative development behind it is doing with it. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it.
Right.
But don't shame them, well, which is on Microsoft. Microsoft shouldn't have been shamed into making those changes. They should have said, nope, we had a vision. Here we are. We're sticking with it. And I've had a big problem with Microsoft and the Xbox brand ever since.
Yeah, that's you did take that stance early on. That's not my problem with them, though. And I don't know what my problem is with them. I just don't know. I just don't have an urge to play it. And I don't know if it's because no one else is playing it. Like, I don't know if I had that going on, if that would make me...
Well, yeah, here's the thing, though. You've never been a big Xbox guy, from the Xbox to the One to the 360. I mean...
No.
It was never your home. So, it's not out of the realm of possibility that it's still not your home. You know what I mean? It's not something you even tried to gradually get into. The closest you got was trying with the Xbox One, I think. And it just didn't take. And that's fine. It doesn't have to.
Yeah, I think I want it to. Like, I want to be able to, like, sit down at night and either grab my Switch or grab my PS4 or grab my Xbox or grab the Stadia, where instead I just automatically, like, will turn on the PS4 mm-hmm. with no thought.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So, I hope I grow as a person. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not counting on it. I'm going to hold my breath.
Yeah, I hope I grow as a person. This last news story I thought is a weird one, but there was a brief moment. You know how I said earlier I have better things to spend my money on?
Yeah, and this is one of them?
It almost was. I had two moments of weakness this week where I almost bought something super stupid. Pac-Man is celebrating its 40th anniversary with a quarter-sized arcade. It's super cool looking. It has a replica wooden shell, complete with light-up marquee, anniversary logo on the front. It looks super awesome. It's $130, or you can pre-order a $300 version, which is signed by the creator of Pac-Man, and there'll only ever be 256 of those that exist. So I'm like, that's the one I need, you know, as a collector, as a gatherer of nice things. So I'm like, but surely it's sold out by now, right? They're only doing 256. I click on it. Definitely not sold up out as of yesterday. I don't know. I left the links in that story, Gerald. If you click on the link where it says the rare one, I think it'll take you straight to the pre-order page.
It does. I checked it this morning.
Was it still available?
Yeah. Pre-order now.
Yeah, see, it's still available right now. They're only making 256, and they can't sell these things.
You better jump on it, Ryan.
The other thing that I thought about getting were the Nikes that lace themselves.
Oh, the Back to the Future Nikes?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not those. It's the new, auto something like infrared, like I forget what they just came out. Try like Nike auto.
Gerald would know.
They're orange and gray. Nike Auto Max, I think. There they are. Right there, those. The Auto Adapt Auto. Mm-hmm. Those, I thought about buying those.
They have like,
no. So Hibbett's had mine in for $400, which seems to be like that's how much they cost.
For how much?
$400.
$400.
Now here's something you need to know about me. I can't wear any Nikes. They all make my feet hurt.
Right. I can't wear Nikes either.
So right off the bat, I know going in I can't wear these shoes. But a fucking video popped up on YouTube under my "You might like this," and I watched it, and I was like, I fucking need those shoes.
You don't need the shoes.
I moved on from the shoes. I'm still on the fence with this quarter size Pac-Man arcade.
Just get it, man. It's a collector.
Right. Where do I put it, though?
Who cares?
What do I do with it? I've always said, though, if your problem is where do you put it, then you can get it. If that's your biggest hurdle.
Right. Yeah.
Look at this box. Look at the size of this shoebox.
I see the size of the shoebox.
Look at these fucking shoes.
That's...
Just put it on. You push the button on the side. They have a charging plate that you have to set the shoes on.
Oh, my God.
They have induction charging to the sole.
Wasn't there... Didn't Reebok have something like that where it was a... Only it was a pump? Where you did something to pump them and they, like, put air into a bladder around your ankle or something?
Yeah, Reebok had the pump. Yeah, Gerald said that Nike also had. The pump isn't cool, though. These are cool.
I don't know that that's cool. What's that? Is that those but? What's that ugly ass? They have light.
Those are buttons.
Those are buttons.
Allegedly, though, so you can. I think that's like for the fine tuning. But allegedly, they will fit. Like if it's too tight, it'll loosen up. If it's too loose, it'll tight. Like it knows where it needs to be.
Like all the time.
Yeah.
Like it'll keep adjusting adjustment. As you go.
Yeah, I think so.
That part's kind of cool.
See.
See, I don't like, want them.
Look at them. Oh, my God.
I don't want them, though.
They look like the shape-ups a little bit. Those Skechers shoes that make your ass look good. That's why I think ultimately I was like, I don't know about these because they look a lot like those shape-ups. But those are the ones I keep seeing are the white ones with the like the neon orange.
With the orange?
Yeah, that's what I almost got.
Yeah, that's still, way unnecessary.
Still like them. Still like them. Have my size and everything. They're sold out like every size except for like mine and one other size.
For $400.
$400.
What were you doing in a sports store? That doesn't sound like
I wasn't
you.
There. I was online.
Oh, got it.
I like those black ones better.
The black and white ones?
Yeah, I like those better. I can't wear Nikes, though. Like, I already know whether they adjust themselves or not. They're too pointy at the toe for my flat-ass wide foot.
Yeah, I'm the same
my
way.
My foot's
I
not
can't
flat,
wear...
but my foot's wide. Like, it flattens
I've
out.
Never been able to wear Nikes. I'm a Adidas guy through and through.
That's what I'm wearing as a tennis shoe right now is an Adidas, and it's very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you can buy their shoes in a wide, but even their regulars are... fairly wide, which is nice.
Yeah.
You don't find that a lot in shoes.
But yeah, so I thought about those shoes, and I thought about this quarter size RK. Those are the two purchases this week that I definitely didn't need that I definitely thought very strongly about both. Man, why is that arcade cabinet still available? I wish it would just go away.
Well, if you...
The way that people are spending money in the wild right now, I can't believe there's not 256 people who want this quarter-size arcade.
Well, maybe you should just add it to your cart, and maybe then it'll go away.
No, I added it to the cart. It let you. Gerald's got it in the cart right now.
Yeah, that's what I said. No, that's what I mean. If you add it to the cart, maybe you'll get the last one.
Oh, no. I don't want to. Once I add it in the cart, I'd never check again.
You'd have to purchase it, though. You'd have to follow through on payment and everything, too, first. So I suggest you do that, Ryan.
Do they take a check?
Nope, that's not how the internet works.
Does anyone take a check anymore?
Hey, there are places that take checks, yeah.
You do a...
The internet isn't one of them.
You do a third-party check out of state? Hold it till Thursday?
Nobody does that.
Man,
nobody should have done that to start with.
I remember back in the day...
When you had to sign a check over to somebody?
Yeah, I remember like back in the day with my parents... sometimes we were tight for cash. I remember them writing checks and asking someone to hold on to it. And that thing.
Don't cash it until Thursday.
And they'd be like, that's fine. And I'd be like, really? Because now if you were like, I'm going to take this, but I can't pay for it till Thursday, they'd be like, well, fuck you. You're not able to take it then. But back then you were just like, okay, like that's fine. We don't go to the bank till Friday anyway, or whatever it was.
Right.
I remember that being a thing. I mean, you would like post-date a check.
That was a real thing, yeah.
And then same thing, you would just sign one over. You had like a piece of paper that maybe represents money from someone else
that you would then sign it over to somebody.
Sign it over to somebody, yeah. Yep. Checks are, they should have gone away. One thing that the future definitely got right was no checks.
No checks?
Yeah.
There's still people that try to use them, and then you go up somewhere where they don't, and they don't understand. Of course, they're usually like 90.
They're always not. They're always like, what do you mean you don't take checks?
Like, I'm sorry, which word are you having trouble with?
Yeah.
It's the don't, isn't it? It's yeah. the don't. Well, we don't.
Even places that take checks, I don't think they're actually, they're not taking them. Everyone's taking electronic transfers.
No, there's people where you can write a check. There's places you can write a check. We take them.
Yeah, but it's different because people are coming in for businesses. Businesses write checks.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah.
But you're not going to Walmart today to pick up groceries and writing a check for it. And if you do, they're going to run it through EFT.
No, you're not.
They run it through
EFT. But the thing is now they can run it. The thing is now they can run it right through. And if the money's not there, it's like, oh, sorry, don't take your check.
And I'm like, well, you have to do that on Thursday, though. You have to put it through that machine on Thursday. There's no money right now, but I'd like to take the groceries, please.
No, we don't.
But don't put it through your wizard machine until Thursday, because I'm telling you there's nothing in there. Yeah. You don't have to run it through. I'm telling you right now.
Sorcerer.
Yeah. Don't put it through the Harry Potter box, because there's no money in there. Just hold up. I can't believe that was the thing that used to... And you could just write bad checks.
Well, it was illegal, but yeah, you could.
You could just write a check for shit you don't have money for. Which I guess, I mean, you can overdraw now with a debit card, but it's different.
Yeah, it is, because a lot of times they didn't have overdraft protection until debit cards became a thing.
Yeah, you could just write a check for something you didn't have money for and didn't have the object.
Yeah, and a person might, I mean, the cops might show up, but
they put a picture on the wall that says like, this person can't shop here anymore because they wrote bad checks.
Yeah,
such a different time. Now you slide your card, and they're like, hey, asshole, you don't have any money. And you're like, okay, cool, I'll go. I'll leave.
Run it again. Yeah. Run it again.
Oh, really? Yeah, something must be up with your machine. Try it again. Still no money? Try this one. That one, too? Your machine's fucked up. Do you get defensive when when your card doesn't go through?
No.
I always, like, when they slide my card, I do the thing that people that I know don't have money on their card do. Where they slide it and they go, for some reason it's not going through. I go, well, I know there's money on there. Which is the line that everyone who doesn't have money uses.
Yep.
But I can't everyone help myself. That's my go-to line when they tell me my car's not working. I'm like, well, I know there's money on there, okay? So run it again to your little thing.
Because if I know there's money on there, I don't worry about it. I'm like, let me try it again.
I always have to make, I have to make that comment. Like, I know there's money on there, okay? So while you're silently judging me, I can afford to pay for this. I want you to know that.
Yeah, I don't care if I get judged. Fuck that person.
Yeah. That's the only time where I feel like obligated to just, hey, like, I'm not the problem here, okay? It's your machine, it's my card, but it's not, the finances is not the problem. I wouldn't be buying this, you know, whatever it is, if I didn't have money.
Yeah.
I tried to get
it does, and to be fair, it doesn't happen very often.
I tried to buy flowers yesterday for a planter that I have on my building. It's got two planters on it, and I put flowers in there every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was buying like $30 worth of stuff because I had a couple of vegetable plants too, and it wouldn't go through for $30. And I'm like, I'm not out here buying fucking flowers without money. Like, that's not the overage I decide to go with. But the lady looked at me like, you piece of shit. You're here without money.
So what was
money.
The problem?
I don't know.
Oh.
It never worked. I had to pay cash. Like, it's 1972. I'm like, let me get this cash out. Let us exchange COVID real quick.
I always have cash on me anyway. I have both. Most everything I do with my card. But every now and then you need cash. Like, if you decide to go in for lunch or something. I don't want to be the guy that puts all that on my card and have to have somebody else pay me. So I'll be the person who does the paying. Or if we go to, there's different sporting events for my nephews and stuff. They have concession stands. So we pretty much always have money on us. Oh, and my wife buys shit off different Facebook shit all the fucking time. So she always needs cash.
I keep an emergency fund on me just in case something like that happens. But I'm going to a flea market tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
By tomorrow, I mean Memorial Day, because you could be listening to this at any time. And so I had cash already in preparation for going.
But you had to spend it.
Spend it on flowers. That lady now thinks I couldn't afford.
Oh, hey, if you see something I might like at the flea market, shoot me a pic and let me know.
All right, I'll be. I mean, Gerald made an asshole comment, but you guys can't hear it, so it's
Gerald
fine.
I'm going to tell him, though. Gerald just said he'll forget, so apparently Ryan doesn't look out for his friends.
It's not that. It's just that people like Gerald are way better
money,
at it.
I got money, I swear.
People like Gerald are way better at it, is what I would say.
Ah.
Yeah. Like if I was there and I walked on a booth and I was like, oh, they just have 500 Star Wars Lego kits, I would send you a picture. But if I'm like hot as hell, been looking all day, and I see like one shredded up box in the corner, I'm probably not going to say anything.
Well, no, that's fine.
I mean, I just, if it's blatantly obvious to me that they have the thing that you might want, I would say something, but I don't go looking for it.
So it would have to be something that would trigger your mind into thinking of me.
So that comment you made, let me know if they have anything I'd want, that's basically the same as telling me don't let me know anything. But if you said, like, look for this specific thing, and I saw that thing, I would tell you.
Well, I can't. There's way too many specific things.
And that's how I feel, too. There's way too many things for me to be on the lookout for everything. But if you gave me a specific, whereas Gerald, you could be broad with him, and he'll show you everything he finds.
Yes.
I'm not that good at it.
Gerald is excellent at it, and you suck at it.
Yes. Yes.
Gerald looks out for his friends, and Ryan doesn't.
I don't know
that's
if that's,
the lesson
I don't know
away.
If that's how we want to say it, or he's just better at it. He's just better at it than I am. You know? But either way, I think you could look at it. I think he's just better at it, though.
It's all a matter of perspective, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
Is that what you're saying?
At it. Yeah. It's just a lot. I mean, I'm already looking for stuff for me. It's just a lot. It's a lot to look for something for someone else, too. You know?
Right, but it has to be something that...
Gerald's making a case for how easy it is, but I think it's easy
because
he's
easy.
Good at it.
It is easy. Yes.
I don't think so.
But for me, it usually takes something that would trigger in my mind to make me think of you. So I think I went to... This was a few years ago. But I think my wife and I went to some festival, and we were in some different like antique shops and stuff, and they had some old consoles, and they made me think of you, so I sent you a picture, and I think you already had it or something. But yeah, it's got for me. I'm kind of in between you and Gerald. If I see something that's like, oh, I bet so and so would like that, I'll shoot a picture of it out. Hey, is this something you'd be interested in? But you know, it's.
Yeah, Gerald's right, too. I don't want to wait, because there's nothing worse than me saying, hey, Dan, would you like me to get this for you? And then 45 minutes later, when I'm two states away, you're like, yeah, scoop that up.
Well, like, if you're two states away, then just say I'm not there anymore. But there's a difference between two states away and two aisles over.
But I don't even have to deal with it if I don't send anything. I don't even have to.
Right.
Now,
right.
I will say when Gerald
because
bought me...
Because Gerald looks out for his friends and Ryan
Gerald
doesn't.
When Gerald bought me SnowRunner, he said, do you want me to get this? And I didn't reply for like 5 minutes, and he was like waiting. Like, see?
I know.
He felt a little bit of my pain. Because he waited around. I threw his day off a little bit right there.
I don't think it was...
Yeah, see?
I don't think it was pain. I think he just cares about his friends more than you do.
No, you're looking at it wrong. That's what's happening right now. You're just
that's
not
what you're
right
that's
now.
What you're going with.
Yeah,
that's what friends who don't look out for their friends say.
Your opinion is incorrect is what I'm saying. But yeah, Gerald is by far the best when it comes to that I know of my friends. He is the absolute best at being like, hey, would you like this thing? But
yeah,
that's just a whole. I mean, I bought shit for... Yeah, Howard is pretty good at it. I bought shit for you that just became mine because I never even shipped it to you.
I know that.
So I'm not even good once I buy it. Like, you shouldn't ask me to look for something because you know the follow through.
No,
is
what
not
I'll
there.
Do, what I would do is I would have you give it to Gerald next time you saw him.
That's not a bad plan, actually.
I've already thought about this.
It's not the worst plan I've ever heard.
I know. You Now, you bought something for me, you had all the information to ship it, and you never did. I had to go out and buy it myself.
And now I have one, and I really don't want one.
Right.
Now, what if you just cut the middleman out and just went through Gerald? You had him look for the thing. He found it. He sent it to you, and I just was here.
Gerald would do that, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If he's doing it, I don't need to.
Right. But if you're out there doing it, you might as well, too. And if I'm out there doing it, I might as well, too.
You've never bought and shipped me a thing.
No, because the things I've seen.
What we've discovered is you're just as bad at it as I am.
No. Because you've never said you wanted the thing. Remember when I sent you that remote control car that I found, the Mario Kart?
Yeah.
You said, what store? I said, Best Buy.
Yeah, but see, I'm just like, I'll see if I can go find one at Best Buy versus you having to do all the work. Because I don't want to inconvenience you.
Oh,
I value our friendship that much. I wouldn't want to inconvenience you in any way.
Yeah, no, you know what it is? You're a fucking sociopath, and you're just covering yourself later so you don't have to do it for me. That's all that is. It's not thinking about me. It's thinking about yourself.
I really try to look for things that you guys might like, but it's so much damn work. You know, it's like having a second job. Yeah, see? Now Gerald's coming to my defense a little bit.
Did you ever get the thing that he wanted?
He never told me to buy it. I would buy Gerald if he wanted something, and I sent him a picture of it, because I see him.
Yeah.
That's not nearly as hard for me to get it to him.
I know. If we run into it, I'll just have you hand it off to Gerald, and then, and then Gerald and I'll handle it, and you'll be done.
You'll be pleased with his follow through. Right. He's good at it.
I'll be like, pick that up for me, and then give it to Gerald. I'll pay you for the part. And then I got to pay two fucking people: one to ship it, one to fucking. Can't you do it all in one lump sum? You're all getting checks. I hope you know that.
As long as it's dated for the day that I get it. None of this post-dated shit. You know, I do my best.
That's something.
Now it's time for shout-outs. Head over to patreon.com/GameStitch if you want to support us over there. The $10 tier higher gets a shout-out. I told you shout-outs were going to return this week, so I've got a couple shout-outs.
Now, go for it.
We've got one for Thomas, and we've got one for Zach. Now, I'm going to go. I've got a bunch of these. I'm going to go until I find one that you think is good enough to be worthy.
Okay, but who are we doing first?
Let's do Zach first.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Oh, did you hear that?
I did. What was that?
That Google thought I said something.
Hey, Google, stop listening. So here's the first one. And I've gone with these brain scratchers.
Okay.
These questions for the
universe. Are these riddles?
No. What's another word for thesaurus? Do you like that one?
It's just a question.
I know. These are all questions. Questions for the universe. Well, they're not all questions, but that's what they're supposed to be.
A thesaurus is a... Yeah, I don't know.
There's not an answer. That's the question for the universe. They don't have answers. They don't have answers.
What's another word for this? Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. No, that's stupid. Go.
You don't like that one?
No.
If the black boxes on planes are indestructible, why don't they build the entire plane out of the box?
Yeah, that's a good one. I've actually thought about that. Yeah.
Okay, so Zach is done. Zach went with the plane one. 50%.
Yeah, because that's an excellent question. I know there's an engineering thing about it. I get it, but now we need another one.
Okay.
We need one for Thomas.
Okay, how about, so we'll stick with the plane theme.
Okay. Planes are cool.
Why are there flotation devices under seats but not parachutes?
That's a good question. Because, no, it makes total sense, actually. That's not a good question. Parachutes require a different type of training than a flotation device.
Okay, how about this one?
Okay.
Buying alcohol requires a driver's license, but you can't drink and drive.
Nah, that's not a good one because it doesn't require a driver's license, it only requires a photo ID.
If someone with multiple personalities threatens to kill themselves, is it a hostage situation?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's a good one.
Uh, That one got 2 thumbs up. Gerald approved it too.
Yeah, I like that question. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Thomas really came through there at the end. It got sketchy for a minute, but he came through there at the end.
Well done, Thomas. Well done.
That one brought more joy than I expected.
That is it a hostage situation?
Yeah. You got, that one hit harder than I expected. Gotta be honest.
No, I like it. Yeah, that was good. That went well.
Well, good job, guys. Good job, Thomas. Good job, Zach. Remember, if you want to support us at the $10 tier or higher on Patreon, you could have one of those read for you. Each and every week. So the return of the shout out. You good?
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. That looked like it took a lot out of you.
It did. I'm tired now. I need a nap.
Do you nap? Are you a napper?
Usually on my days off, yeah.
Yeah, I don't nap. I'm not a napper. Gerald, do you nap? Yeah, that was a hard no.
He didn't barely get no. Wow.
He'd already saved up the breath to answer
that. It kind of feels like his no judged me for napping.
Well, mine certainly did, because you're a grown-ass man. Damn, he called you old now.
Did you say rest. I'm old?
Yeah, he said you need your rest to keep the body going. That's not what you said. Now he said he does a lot of work. What he said before is that you're old. I don't nap ever. I don't really understand how people nap. Now, what I do is I fall asleep very early sometimes and wake back up. But that wasn't a nap. I fell asleep for the night and just woke back up.
See, no, I take a... I don't always take a nap. Like, I didn't take a nap. Like, Friday I had 100 tons of stone delivered.
You nap a lot if you can make the statement, I don't always take a nap, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying I
don't. Yeah, you nap a fair amount if you can make a statement like that.
Yeah. On weekends, yeah. Yeah, usually both Saturday and Sunday.
Now, you fall asleep in chair or couch, or do you, like, get up and go to bed?
No, I go up and go to bed.
That's crazy to me.
For, like, an hour and a half.
Do you set an alarm, or you just, it's natural?
No, it's always just about an hour and a half.
You just lay down, and whenever you wake up, you'll resume your day.
Yeah.
You just bang the pause button on today.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I need every day to be like that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's crazy to me, though. So I wake up feeling shitty if I take a nap. Like, my head hurts, my back hurts.
That's how my wife is. She doesn't like to take naps.
Because, I don't nap well.
And plus, like, even if she just takes, like, an hour nap, 45-minute nap, it affects her sleep.
Oh, me too.
The following night. Regardless, where she, you know, she won't necessarily stay up late, but she'll be up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then try to lay back down at like 4.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Naps goof me up real hard, but I don't even try anymore.
But no, I'm a huge fan of sleeping. So yeah, I'll take a nap and then I'll go sleep 8 hours.
But see, I'll like at night when I usually get on at like 9:30 and stuff. Sometimes I'll watch some YouTube videos before I get on, and sometimes I'll pass out while I'm watching them.
Yeah, see, and that's another reason. That's another problem I have. I think I've talked about this before, too. If there is a screen on, I cannot fall asleep.
Oh, dude, I'm so exhausted all the time, I can just fall asleep at any point like that.
No, my brain, for some reason, ever since I was a kid, my brain is wired to watch what's on the screen.
I can play video games and stay up all night, or as close to it as I could get. But the second I do nothing and I'm just watching something, I could pass out anytime. You could put it on right now and I'd fall asleep. But it's not a nap. I'm not intending to nap. I just fall asleep.
Yeah, no, I don't ever just fall asleep.
I had, I'm starting to think I have a real issue because I had the other night.
Well, you got lots of issues. But
yeah, but I think I've like overstimulated myself when it comes to like entertainment. Because I listen to podcasts all the time and now I can't stand silence. Like, the room's totally quiet, which used to be my favorite thing in the world. I have to put something on.
Gotcha.
But the other night, I had the TV on. I was watching something on my iPad, but the TV was still on with, like, a light volume. I was watching a video on YouTube, and then I opened up TikTok on my phone. I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm not giving focus to any of these things.
Right, right.
It was just, now it was just like, racket. It was just noise.
Yeah, I'm not like that at all. Whatever I'm doing gets my entire focus.
Yeah, I think
it's like I can't play the Switch and watch a movie because one of those is not happening.
I'm becoming the millennial that I already am.
Right.
And right. I don't know what to do about it.
But no, it's just you, man.
I don't know if you can go back from here. Like, I don't know if I can just can back it down to just one thing.
I mean, yeah, it's just you're a millennial. It's one of the things. Just like not looking out at your friends. Same deal.
Yeah. I don't think that's a millennial thing. That's just a me thing. I own that.
Oh, so that's just you?
Yeah, I own that.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
But again, I stand by the fact that I look so much worse because Gerald does so much better. If he would tone it down a little bit, I wouldn't look as bad.
No, you still look bad. Because it's still
nobody
on
else
you not
is
doing
sending
it.
Shit out.
It has nothing to do with the fact that Gerald does it a lot. It has to do with the fact that you
I would don't like to back up to the place where I sent you the Philips Hue kit. I'd like to back up
you
to
that
moment
that.
In time.
Yeah, you did.
That I got it, sent you a picture of it, and then sent it to you. I'd like to back up to that moment.
That's true. That's fair.
It's used in your everyday life.
It is. It's in my bathroom.
Yep. So.
So that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Broken clocks right twice a day.
Well, I'll take it.
Okay. I will too, I guess.
thank you, Zach. Thank you, Thomas. We love you both. Thank you, everybody that listens. Thank you, Gerald, for making me look bad. We'd like to thank Dan's
you,
naps. Those have been key. They've been instrumental in his life. Yeah, and that's it. Thank you, Smart Devices. Thank you, Gravel, for your driveway. Rock. You get that all situated?
Crusher run number 2. Yeah. Finished it up yesterday.
So is today a light day?
Today I got to do a brake job on my truck.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. All right. Well, this has been episode.
On that note.
Yeah. This has been episode 384. We appreciate you. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.